In this bulletin, revelations Optus emailed the wrong government email address about its 000 outage, a renewed partnership between Australia and Singapore, and in football, a bad start to the Women's Champions League for three Matildas at Arsenal. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. A senior federal bureaucrat says Optus emailed the wrong address when it notified the Department of Communications about a major 000 outage on the 18th of September. The department's deputy secretary, James Chisholm, has made the disclosure during Senate estimates amid scrutiny of the federal government's response. Communications Minister Annika Wells has said she was not notified of the outage until September the 19th, more than 24 hours after it first began. Mr. Chisholm also says the Optus email didn't make clear the extraordinary nature of the outage, which affected 600 000 calls.
We receive a number of notifications about outages that are resolved very quickly. I think Mr. Grunhard can confirm if we were talking to the office about every outage, it would probably be all day. So in this case, we were notified that there had been an outage, and as I said in the statement, within 7 minutes that had been resolved. We heard nothing more until 3:30 the next day from the regulator that there had been a very significant outage.
Australia and Singapore have announced an enhanced partnership. 10 years on from the start of the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, have launched a second version of it after meeting in Canberra. It will be based around five key principles. They are contributing to peace and stability, connecting the economies of the two nations, transitioning to net zero emissions, forging new frontiers, and deepening friendships and capabilities. The Tasmanian government says the state will suffer immense reputational damage and fail future generations if the proposed AFL stadium on the Hobart waterfront is not built. The state's Planning Commission's formal report recently recommended against building the stadium. In its formal response to that report, the government says the stadium would create jobs, investment and long-lasting benefits that cannot be exactly quantified, such as community pride. The government is not bound by the Commission's recommendation, but must pass legislation in order to build the stadium, which is forecast to cost more than $1 billion. The opposition Labor Party has pledged support for the stadium, but getting the legislation through the state's upper house is far from certain. The federal government is expected to announce a major taxpayer bailout of a smelter in Queensland in order to save around 1,100 jobs. Federal Industry Minister Tim Ayres is expected to make the announcement in Mount Isa, the site of the smelter owned by Swiss mining giant Glencore. The company has threatened to close both the Mount Isa smelter and its Townsville copper refinery due to running costs. It's forecast a $2.2 billion loss for the facilities over the next 7 years. The Queensland government will contribute to the bailout. The Mount Isa smelter contributes about half of Australia's copper smelting facilities. The European Union is making another appeal to Afghanistan's Taliban government to improve the status of women in the country, as it announces it has provided more than $350 million in humanitarian support. Most international aid to Afghanistan, including that from the US, has been suspended since the Taliban retook power in 2021. The hardline Islamist Taliban has placed severe restrictions upon women in Afghanistan. Denmark's Minister for European Affairs, Marie Bejerra, has told the European Parliament that these need to be lifted to help the delivery of aid to the Afghan people, especially after the recent earthquake.
We need to make the voices of Afghan women heard again. We have heard the critical voices in Afghanistan about the Taliban response to the earthquake, including the lack of female doctors and the need for trained female professionals. We will continue calling on the Taliban to guarantee that all aid workers, including all female staff, can continue their aid delivery and have access to the entire territory.
In football, Arsenal's defence of their Women's European Champions League title, featuring three Matildas, has started badly. They've lost 2-1 in London to eight-time champions, French side Lyon. Steph Catley played the full game for the Gunners, whilst fellow Aussies Caitlin Ford and Kyra Cooney-Cross came on as second-half substitutes. I'm Sunila Wasti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.